Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us again to be right here at this circle of friends, here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are so excited with what God is doing. We serve a mighty God, the one who is great in battle. He is an army all by himself, the one who fights all our battles. So we are so excited that he woke us up this morning and allowed us to be here. Today is Friday, the 14th of February, 2020. We are right at the heart of the month of February, right at the center of it. 14 more days, we will be saying goodbye to February and welcoming March. So time is running, and we here at this circle of friends, we are at our Father's business. And that is to win souls for the kingdom. That's our number one job. All other things will follow, but our one number one job is to win souls for the kingdom, to go out there and witness and share the goodness of the Lord with our brothers and sisters who are still in darkness, who do not know who the Lord is. And we are excited with what God is doing. Even though sometimes it seems as if the devil is rolling like a lion, but we do know that he is not a lion. There is only one lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ. And when he roars, fire comes out of him. And when he arises, all his enemies scatter, and they are still scattering right now. And we're going to start this morning by prayer, and we'll say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one. We are so grateful this morning for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made. The day that no one else has been in this day but you. And we are so grateful that we have you, the one who holds and controls today. Not only today, but you control tomorrow. You hold the future. Because you live, Father, we can face tomorrow. Because you live, we are here. So we thank you for allowing us to see this new day. And we are ready. We are ready to receive all the blessings you have installed for us. We are ready to function and do what you have installed for us to do today, to touch the souls you put in our way, the souls anyone whom we run across our path today. We are ready to minister hope. We are ready to minister faith. We are ready to show the goodness of the Lord and share the goodness of the Lord with them in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, that you forgive us of all our shortcomings, all of our sins that we have committed, knowingly or unknowingly. We pray, Father God, that you cleanse us with your hyssop. Wash us clean, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we shall be clean and shall be whiter than snow. And create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. In the mighty name of Jesus, do not hide your face from us, Father. And we thank you for blotting out all our iniquities. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for restoring the joy of your salvation and upholding us, Father, with your Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Father God, this morning. We reverence you, Lord, this morning, that we are ready, Father. We are a purpose-driven people, and we live a purpose-driven life. So we know you, in you, Father, we live and move and have our being. Without you, Lord, we can do nothing. So we thank you, Lord, for you order our steps and you reign in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for you are a good shepherd, the one who laid down his life for his sheep. Yes, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. For the name of the Lord is our strong tower. And when we run to you, Father, when the righteous run to you, they are safe. So we thank you for safety, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify you, Father. We thank you for you are our healer, Lord. You heal all our diseases. So we thank you, Father God, for you are our healer. Yes. You heal all our diseases, Father. By your stripes, we are healed. So no sickness or disease will control and harbor in our bodies, for our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, Father God, we pray for salvation, for the lost souls, for the lost sheep. There are sheep out there that are lost. They have lost their way home. And this morning, by faith, Father, we decree and declare that they come back home in the name of Jesus. Draw them unto you, Father. Draw them, Father. We pray that you soften their hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus, that when they hear your voice, when they hear your word, they will not harden their hearts. But they come to repentance, Lord, and confess their sins and come to you and run to you, Father, the lifter of our burdens, the healer of our souls, and the deliverer from all manner of sicknesses and diseases and shortcomings. In the mighty name of Jesus, any stronghold, Lord, you deliver us. So we pray, Father, and we call them forth from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, that they come forth to the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Yes, we depopulate hell and overpopulate heaven right now by faith in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We honor you, Lord, for you are our Savior, Father. Yes, we thank you, Lord Jesus, this morning for those who are in grievance right now, who have lost their loved ones. They are in grief and some are in despair. We just pray, Father, releasing your comforting Holy Spirit to comfort them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Above all, Father, we just pray for your peace, that they feel your peace even in the midst of things. Maybe they do not make sense. Some lost their children and parents, mothers and fathers do not understand. They wonder what is going on. And I pray, Father, for some had still babies and they don't understand why. But we are not questioning you, Lord. We might have some questions, but we don't question you. You remain God. You remain sovereign in the mighty name of Jesus. So we release your comforting Holy Spirit to comfort them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Above all, that they turn to you, Father, the lifter of their burdens, that they do not get bitter towards you, but they run to you to sustain them, Father, and to give them hope, to give them peace, Father, during this time. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, against this spirit of depression, this spirit of anxiety and anxiousness that is just keeping on attacking the body of Christ. Devil, the blood of Jesus is against you. I command you right now to get your hands off the children of God. You have no room, you have no space in them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that you be before us, Father, for if you are before us, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win if you are on our side? So I pray, Father God, for the body of Christ, that you arise and be before us, Father, that we are more than conquerors, Lord, in you, Christ Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you this morning. I honor you, Father, this morning. I praise you this morning. Yes, you are Jehovah Nissa, the Lord, our banner. In the name of Jesus, the everlasting God, the everlasting Father. Yes, you are. We lift up your flag this morning, the banner, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. You are Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is always present. You are forever present, God. We thank you, Father, for you said you will never leave us nor forsake us. You are always there, Father. You are an omnipresent God. You are here, there, and everywhere. We thank you, Father God. Even though we pass through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for you are with us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I magnify you, Father. I reverence you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you, we adore you. I just pray, Father God, for my brothers and sisters right here at this circle of friends, that you bless each and every one of them. You know what their needs are, Father. Nothing surprises you. We don't have to tell you because you know even before we ask. But we ask right now because that's what you said, for us to ask and it shall be given unto us, and to seek and we will find. And when we knock, it will be opened. So this morning, Father God, I humbly come before you on behalf of my brothers and sisters at this circle of friends. They have devoted their time. Every morning, Father, they wake up and intercede for your people. And they are intercessors. They stand on the gap. As they are busy doing your work, mindful of your work, Father, be mindful of theirs, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Some of them are not feeling well in their bodies. I pray, Father God, that you touch their bodies and heal them, that their bodies will line up with their inner man. Because I know there is no problem in their inner man. They are strong. And I pray that their bodies be just as strong in the name of Jesus. Some need a breakthrough. They are right on the crossroads. They are trying to make decisions, personal decisions, family decisions. I just pray, Father God, that they hear your voice, that soft voice that says, this is the way, walk in it. I just bless, Father. These are your warriors. These are your servants, Father. These are your people. I just pray this morning, blessing them, that you fight their battles, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Some need a financial break, Father. They need a financial blessing. I pray, Father God, because the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to you. Silver and gold belongs to you. Bless your people, Father, that finances is not an issue. You are the giver, Father. You bless us, Father. Give them wisdom. Some need wisdom to start businesses, to be entrepreneurs and start new things, Father, because you are the source. You give us the resources. So I pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you expand their territories, open doors that no man can shut. In the mighty name of Jesus, some have concerns with their children and their grandchildren. I pray, Father God, that you rescue, you make that crookedness straight, whatever that is out of order in their children's lives or their children's children's lives, including mine, Lord. I just pray, Father God, that you help us, Father. You put those crooked ways straight and smoothening those rough places, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those in relationships, we have our sisters and brothers who are married. I just pray for their marriages, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you keep on, Father, the fire in the with their love, that the fire keep on burning, Father, in the name of Jesus, and everyone operating and functioning in their respective places, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and the children in their respective place, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that you fight our battles in the name of Jesus. I honor you, Lord. I glorify you, Father, this morning. For in you we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. I praise you, Father. I bless my brothers and sisters that they are blessed going out. They are blessed coming in. They are blessed in the morning. They are blessed in the noontime. Even in their sleep, they are blessed. I thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we honor you this morning. We glorify you this morning. We just praise you, Father God, this morning. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father. It is a good day today, the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We honor you, Lord. We magnify you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. We just thank God this morning. And I would like for us to go back and just to thank God this morning. We have something, every one of us has something to be thankful of, just to praise God. And I want us to continue in the spirit of thanksgiving, in the spirit of praise, in the spirit of reverencing our God. As of yesterday, we were being encouraged to praise God and thank God. So the lines are open for us to praise God. And before we all praise God, I just want to share my testimony. We serve a mighty God. A short testimony, something that happened to me this week. And our God, he is so mindful of us. He cares for us. Even the things, he takes care of us, the things we know or we don't know. He just cares for us. So earlier this morning, I believe, this week, I believe it was on a Tuesday, and at the parking lot at my office, it's not a very big office, but we have people probably 300 or a little bit over 300, and maybe around 11:30-ish time frame, I'm not sure, people were starting going out for lunch, those who come in early. And somebody scratched my car. He was trying to pull out from the parking lot, and he scratched my car. And I wasn't aware, and there was nobody there. He could have walked away, and I've never met this person. I mean, about 300 people, you really don't know everybody. I just know those people I work with that are closer to what I am doing. I don't know everybody. But this person, that proves that there are still good people out there. You know, sometimes we hear so much about people doing bad things and, you know, bombarded with negativity. But this man took it upon himself to find me He went to the security and asked it and say, this car, who is the owner of this car? They had to go and look at my tag, my parking pass. They give us the parking pass and go into the system to search and look for me until he found me. And when he found me, he said, you are such a hard person to find. I've been trying to look for you for the past hour. Just imagine, he could have walked away and not say a thing. And he said, I scratched your car and I have come to apologize and whatever you want me to do. And at the time he came, I was so busy, so I couldn't converse with him much. I told him, I said, can you give me a little bit time? When I finish what I'm working on, then I will come and find you. He gave me his name. He works on the third floor and gave me his office number, and I did what I needed to do. It was not late until about 2 o'clock when I finally went and spoke with him. But before I did, I went outside to see, you know, what is going on my car. And it was scratched, not so bad, but enough that it needed probably some paint work, because some of it scratched all the way to the metal, scratched off all the paint that it got to the metal, and also the lamp, he scratched it, maybe need some buffering or something like that. So I went back, I saw him, I talked to him, he said, and I said, well, you know, if you want, you can just find me a body shop where you want me to take it and they can spray paint. And he said to me, I don't think this will need just a spray paint. It might need, you know, to do some work. They might need to pull this piece, you know, the whole part on the side, to take that piece off and work on it and see if they can put it back. So this is what I'm going to do. I am just going to open a claim with my insurance. And he made a copy of his insurance card. He gave it to me. And he said, if you don't hear from me tomorrow morning, go ahead and call my insurance and find out. And lo and behold, the following morning, his insurance called me and gave me information to go to a body shop to go and get an estimate. So I just thank God that God is mindful of us. He cares for us. He loves us that much, that those little things, someone might say, oh, it's just a car. I have seen a lot of bumped cars on the road. But we are children of the King. We belong to God. And I just praise him for that. And something else happened yesterday also. I am not sure what it is, but in our messaging system, we received a message that everybody needs to evacuate the office. And God knew that, and I wasn't even in the office. I was at home. I worked at home yesterday, and they evacuated, and they said, you only have 30 minutes. They are sending the security. They're going to clear the area and have sniff dogs and whatever they were doing. I'm assuming it has something to do with politics. Maybe there was a politician coming in town or whatever, because usually around election years, things like that happen at random. But I don't know. Whatever it is, I really don't have to know. What I know is I didn't have to go through all that traffic and all that craziness, because one time when I was caught up in those situations, a space that takes you about 5 to 10 minutes to drive, it can take you an hour to 2 hours, because they reroute traffic, they close roads, they do this and that. It just gets out of control. So I do thank God that he takes care of us, even in the little things. Just waking up this morning, I am thankful that when I open my mouth, voice come out of me. Some people, they can't even talk. They are on bed rest. Their bodies are being buffeted by the enemy. They are sick. They can't do anything. Some are being fed. But we are here. We are here calling unto the Lord. So this morning, we want to continue with that spirit of praising God, the spirit of reverencing God and honoring our God. I want us to praise God. Just tell him, now this time we are not going to ask for anything. We are just going to praise him. Thank him for his goodness, for his mercy, for his love towards us, what he has done for you, what he has done for your children, just to be alive. I spoke with a lady yesterday calling out for prayer. The one we prayed for earlier this morning had a still baby. The baby weighed 8 pounds and some 28 ounces, a full-term baby, but was born still. You hold your baby in your hands. Now he's a teenager or a family man or
Hallelujah.
A young lady.
Yes, Lord.
Then you
yes,
didn't
Lord.
Have a still baby. You have
yes,
a baby
Hallelujah.
Right now.
Yes.
A son, a daughter.
Hallelujah.
You can't be thankful
Hallelujah.
For that. We have a lot to
yes,
be thankful for. You wake up
yes,
in the morning.
Lord.
You dress yourself up.
Yes,
you feed yourself.
Hallelujah.
You do things
thank
by yourself.
You,
there are
we
people
praise
who
you,
can
God.
Do that. We
Hallelujah.
Have a lot to thank
yes,
God
Lord.
For. Let's praise him right now. Open up your mouth and praise God right now.
Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, God. You're so awesome, oh God. You're perfect, Lord. In all of our ways, we acknowledge you, Lord, and you direct our path, Lord. The one who loves us, oh God. Thank you for loving us enough to send your only begotten Son, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our truth, oh God, you're our peace, God, you're our all in all, God, hallelujah, Jesus, if you live with us, we live, move, and have our being, oh God, yes, Lord, Jesus, praise
your
name, hallelujah,
thank you, Father, but it is by your spirit, it is by your love that I'm here, I thank you, Father, I honor you, Lord, you even gave me children, Father, I thank you, God, Jesus, my God, my God, one and only wise God,
yes,
from everlasting to everlasting, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus.
But just knowing that this morning that we can depend on you, oh God, your promises are yea and amen, oh God. We're grateful for that this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to you.
I thank you, Father God, that I saw every night my
wife to bed.
Thank you,
praise God, hallelujah. Yes, Jesus, my God, my God. Thank you for being our comforter, Lord. Thank you for being our keeper, Lord. Being our director, Lord.
Rejoicing
in the Lord always, Lord. Again, I say rejoice, thank you, Jesus, my God, my God. Thank you for stability in our lives, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise your name, God.
In
our lives, oh God.
Yes,
of a storm, God. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes, God.
My Jesus, my fool. Thanking you, Father. Praising your name, God. Hallelujah. My God.
You have
glorified me,
oh God.
Oh my God.
You have done for me. You are a good God.
Today, oh God, you're energizing us, oh God. You're creating us with power and desire both to will and to work for your pleasure and satisfaction, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Today, that you help us to stand on Christ, the solid rock, we stand because all of the ground is sinking sand. Thank you, Lord, that we stand on the promises of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. On the solid rock we stand, all over the ground is sinking sand. God, thank you for that. God, that we realize that and we are believing in you, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you that we're bondservants of Jesus Christ, oh God. We receive and develop the talents we've given us, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, we're calm. You're deliver us, oh God. We honor and glorify you, God.
You
rejoice that you have delivered us and drawn us to yourself,
oh
God. Out of the control of temptation, oh God. You transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of your love, oh God. And we confess and praise you, oh Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're our all in all, God. You're the perfect God of the universe. You're the one, oh God, that we can trust in the morning, oh God, and
you are
the afternoon, oh God, and we rejoice.
You are my healer, Lord. You heal me.
Of heart, oh God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We're happy, oh God.
You,
because God is our Lord, oh God. You're our Savior, God. You're our King, Lord. You're the Lion of the tribe of Judah, oh God. Thank you, you're Judah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that
you
rejoice over us with joy. Hallelujah. Jesus, we're redeemed, oh God, from the curse of the law, oh God. We come with singing everlasting joy upon our heads today, God. Hallelujah. We're glad for the joy and the gladness and the sorrow. Thank you for the spirit of rejoicing. Thank you for the spirit of joy. Thank you, Lord, today for the spirit of laughter, because it is our heritage, oh God. Hallelujah. Because where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, oh God. We have liberty in you, God. Liberty to do your will, God. We are emancipated from bondage, oh God. We are free from rule, God. We walk in the liberty, God. And thank you, Lord, today that our mouths should praise you. Joyfully, oh God, we are filled with and stimulated with the Holy Spirit, oh God. We speak out in psalms and hymns and make melody with all of us. Our happy heart is
when I
do it good like a medicine, oh God. So we thank you for the medicine of joy, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that we have a good report. Whose report do we believe? We believe the report of the Lord that says we are delivered, that we're set free, oh God, that we're free in you, God. That Jesus, our Savior, Emmanuel, God, we say thank you, Lord, that you are with us today, oh God. And as we draw nigh to you, Lord, to draw nigh to us, oh God. Hallelujah. Say that we bear much fruit, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God, we thank you, Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength, oh God. And we count it all joy, oh God, and strength when we come against different things, oh God, in our lives, oh God. When the trials come, Lord, we have joy in you, God. Thank you, Lord, today that all nations call us blessed, oh God. When the enemy comes in one way, you must flee seven ways, oh God. Thank you, Lord, today that we are strengthened by your word, God. Your word is just so beautiful, God. Your word is perfect, Lord, and perfectly blessed, oh God. We thank you for that today, God. Hallelujah. We have victory in the name of Jesus. Thank you that Satan is under our feet, oh God, and we are not moved by adverse circumstances, but we are thanking you, God, for the change that is coming, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we walk in your will, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that we walk in wisdom, oh God. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We walk in a manner worthy of you, Lord. Please, you in all things, oh God. Thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit, oh God. We make our praise, glory, and worship, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, my God.
I want you to be in love. I adore you.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost that abides in us, God.
Thank you, Savior.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The whole truth and nothing but you. Thank you, Jesus. Speak whatever you speak, oh God. Thank you for that this morning, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, praise your holy name. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for perfecting us, God. You're perfecting the saints. Many people prepared for the world, God. Thank you, Lord, that we'll be prepared when you come back for the church without a spot or wrinkle, oh God. Yes, Lord Jesus. My God, my God. Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Father.
God, great is thy faithfulness, oh God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, God. Oh, my Jesus, my Jesus, my Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank
you,
thank you, Lord. Today, that there is no stumbling block that we cannot overcome, Lord, because you're with us, God. Thank you, Lord, for sharing your life with us, oh God. It's a ransom, oh God.
Hallelujah,
my God. Thank you that we meditate on your word, dear Lord, oh God, that we will make our way prosperous.
Thank you for your holy good success.
Thank you, Lord, that we are
in the name of Jesus.
We realize you're the one who gives us power, Father. Thank you for putting us in a wealthy place, oh God.
Yes, Jesus. My God.
Thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit leads and guides us into all truth, oh God. Give us the understanding and discernment for the Holy Ghost, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God. We thank you, Lord, that we delight ourselves in you and your word, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You have given us the desires of our heart, oh God. We commit our way to the Redeemer. You bring it to pass, Lord. We are confident, oh God, that you are at work in us now.
Thank you, Father.
Folks, we will have to do our pleasure, God. We exalt you, God. We exalt you, Lord. Hosanna to your name, God. We say Hosanna to you, Lord. We praise you, God.
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you for answering our prayers.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the mighty name.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
We say that our heart is established on a solid foundation.
Hallelujah.
The living word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We walk in love today, oh God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love towards us,
oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And we walk in the love of you, oh God. Help us to walk in the love of God. We endure long with you, God. We are kind, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, yes, Jesus. We're not boastful or vainglorious, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, today, though. We do not insist on our own will, God. We bless you and pray for those who persecute us, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God. We bless you, oh God. Not curse anybody, oh God. But we thank you, Father, that you've given us strength, oh God. My God, we thank you that everywhere we go, we commit to plant seeds. We're going to plant seeds of love, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory
for your love.
Thank you, Lord, that the seeds will produce your love in the hearts to whom they are given, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for our children, grandchildren, great grandchildren, all of our families, oh God. Every family. Thank you, Lord, today that you have broken the generational curses back see generations, God. Thank you, Lord, for that this morning, God.
Yes,
God. Thank you, Lord, that we are flowing in your love, oh God. We flow in your wisdom, God. Hallelujah. Thank you that people are being blessed by our lives.
Thank
you,
Lord,
oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we find favor. We find compassion and brotherly kindness, oh God, in our hearts towards you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, my God, my God.
We just came to worship you, Lord God.
We're rooted and grounded in love, God. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you, Lord. Able to separate us from the love of God. Father, my God, my God. This is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we're going by your word, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All power to thy head, O Lord God. This world is ruled, O Lord God, by your command. So we praise you and we worship you, Lord God, and we thank you this morning, O Lord God, for the work that you had in the most difficult place. Amen.
Yes.
You didn't have to do it, O Lord God, but we thank you, we praise you. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes. We thank God. You know, he has done so much for us. He has done so much for us that we cannot tell it all. He's a singer who even sang a song. He has done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. And it is true. He has done so much for us that we cannot tell it all. I was so fired up yesterday morning after the prayer, and I started praising God and thanking him. And the Holy Spirit took me in a journey in my life, and I started counting my blessings. I can't tell it all. I mean, I was so excited, and I thank God. He didn't have to do it, but he did it anyway, because he is a loving God. He is a kind God. So last night, I put together a few scriptures that as we were encouraged yesterday by Pastor Darlene, that we need to pray the word and we need to encourage ourselves and strengthen ourselves or comfort ourselves with the word of God. So it was a little bit late last night, but I put together a few scriptures that I would like to share with you. So at this time, as you get your piece of pen, paper and pen ready, we will read the scripture of the week while you are getting yourself ready, and I will give you these scriptures. I just put together a few of my most familiar scriptures I use. There are so many of them, and as you read the word, you know, from Genesis to Revelation, there is a lot of, I mean, every word ministers to you, but I'm just going to share with you a handful of those scriptures that I would say favorites, but that I use the most. Amen. So as you get your piece of paper and pen ready, we will go to the scripture of the week, Psalm 24. That's one of my favorites too. Oh, God is so good. I am so excited. I don't know about you. I the Holy Spirit and God's grace, he just blocked out the noises from all negative noises. I don't hear them anymore. I hear the voice of God. I hear encouragement. I see hope. I feel faithful. I feel good. I feel joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I feel like if you could come and open my heart, if it had a zipper, you will see how excited I am. I am so excited. excited with what God is doing and the things that he is doing in my life, giving me breakthroughs. And I feel like God is expanding my territories. I am so excited. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 24. We're going to read it all. It's just 10 verses. We know we were concentrating in a few verses. I believe it was verse 4 through 6. I can't remember exactly what verses, but we're going to read all the 10 verses, and then I will give you some of the encouraging scriptures I have. Okay. The Lord is the Lord. No, the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah. Amen. That's the King of glory. He is our God, the King of kings. And we lift up our heads and we praise him. I like the dancing. It is like a blessing, you know. It's a double blessing. You are praising God and giving him thanks and getting the spiritual things, and it also rejuvenates your body. I was looking on my stepper the other day when I woke up. I praised God. Before I went to bed, I praised God. And yesterday I looked at my Fitbit. I said, oh, where did I walk? When did I put all these steps? You see, it's just a blessing. I was so tickled. I said, oh, God, you are so good. You bless me. I'm praising you, and I'm putting steps on my stepper. And I received an email from my insurance company, you know, giving me like a shout out that you have exceeded 10,000 steps. I'm like, when did I walk? I didn't even go walking. And I remembered when I woke up in the morning, I took a few moments to praise him before I walked out of the door to go to work. And at night I came back and I praised him. And between those praises and probably a little bit of walking in, you know, at work during the day, I put on over 10,000 steps, and I got a reminder, like a little badge or something they give you. I said, wow, that is awesome. Amen. So you are ready? As we praise God, and I'm within these few minutes, I will give you a few scriptures, you write them down. And some of them, I didn't quote them right because I was just writing them down. It might not be the word to word, but you will get the sense. I kind of paraphrase them. The important is to write that scripture, and then you go look it up. So we'll start with Psalm 55, verse 22. Say, cast your burdens unto the Lord, for he sustain you, he cares for you, he will never permit the righteous to be moved. Psalm 121 verses 1 and 2. I lift up my eyes to the hills. I lift up my eyes to the mountains, to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge. He is our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. He shows up. He helps us. He guides us. He fights for us. That's who he is. He is our refuge. Not only do we, he is our refuge, but he is also our strength. He strengthens us. Isaiah 49, verse 18. Sing for joy, all heavens, and exalt him. There comes the praise as we sing for joy. When you are joyful, you know, music does something to you. When you sing, when you praise him, you got to move. You can't just sing and praise him sitting down or lying down. You got to get up and move. So Isaiah 49:18 says, sing for joy, O heaven, and exalt. O earth, break forth, all mountains, into singing. Sing for him. Sing for the Lord. He has comforted his people and will have compassion on his afflicted one. So we sing for joy unto the Lord. And Deuteronomy 31, verse 8, it is the Lord who goes before you. He goes before us. It's the Lord. He fights our battles, those we see and those that are not seen. He knows the end from the beginning. So he fights our battles. He will be with us. He will not leave us nor forsake us. He is always there. So because we know that, so we are not afraid. We are not afraid, and we will not be dismayed, because this God, our mighty God, he goes before us. That's in Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. Psalm 9:9. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed. He is a stronghold in the times of trouble. And those who know your name, put their trust in you. Those who know God, we put our trust in our God. For our Lord have not forsaken those who seek him. When we seek him, he will never forsake us. He will not forget us. He will not leave us alone, but he will be with us. He sustains us. He is our stronghold. Matthew 11, verses 28 and 29. He says, come unto me, all who labor and heavy laden. This is our ticket to go to him. It doesn't matter what it is. There is no small issue when it comes to our God. Whether we feel like it is small, whether we feel like this is overwhelming, whether we feel like we don't understand it, but we go unto him. He says, come unto me, all who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And he said to take his yoke. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest. Rest. We will find rest for our souls. And our familiar one, Psalm 23. I would say Psalm 23, the whole Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I like this one on verse 4, where it says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So this is our God. This is who he is. As we pray, we need these scriptures and many more. Let me give you a few more. Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow. Don't be anxious about anything. Don't be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. So we don't have to worry about tomorrow. We don't have to be concerned about tomorrow. I was sharing with someone the other day. I said sometimes the devil just trap us into these things. We start worrying about what is going to happen tomorrow, and we start being bothered with what happened yesterday, and we forget about present. We don't seem to be living in the present. We forget about the present. That's why it is called present. It's a gift from God to be here today, right now. It's the present. We need to focus understand. I'm not saying we don't have to plan. We can plan, but we have also to live the moment, to live in the present. Please God today. Praise God right now. Please Him right now. And present will always be present. If we focus on present, when tomorrow shows up, it will no longer be tomorrow. It will be present. And when today is gone, it will no longer be today. It will be in the past. It will be yesterday. But we need to focus on the present. And Matthew 6:34 said, do not be anxious about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will deal with itself. It has its own problem. So let's focus on today. In John 14:27, He said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, but He give it to us. And let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid, for He gives us peace. He is our peace. Then Psalms 55, verse 22, it says, cast all your burdens unto the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will lift those burdens. He will never permit any righteous to be moved. He will care for us. And one of my other favorites is 1 Chronicles 16:11. Seek the Lord with all your strength, with all your power, with all your courage, everything in you. Just seek Him. Seek His presence continually, seeking Him. Amen, amen. And Philippians 4, verses 5 and 7, it says the same thing, not to be anxious about anything, but in everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. That's the same one we had talked about, I believe, or maybe I just thought about it, but it's Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. That we need not to be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, to let our needs be known unto Him. And then Romans 8:6, for to set our minds on the flesh is like death. It is death. If we focus our minds on the flesh, it's like death to our spirit. But we need to focus on God. For He is perfect. He gives us perfect peace, as Isaiah said in Isaiah 26:3, that He will keep him. He will keep us in perfect peace, the one who is mindful of Him. Amen. I thought I would just share these few scriptures, and I know there are many, many more, but these are the few that came up in my mind or in my heart last night as I was praising God, and I just scribble on a piece of paper really quickly to share with you, and I thank God. But we have so much. He has done so much for us, and we can't tell it all. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. It's a day of praising Him. We have something to praise Him for. So I thank God today, and we praise God that we are all going to have a wonderful weekend, and this weekend is going to be better than last weekend, for we move from glory to glory. It has been kind of raining, and it's very dark here. It looks like it's going to rain, but regardless, we're still going to enjoy the day because we serve a mighty God, and we thank You and appreciate You all for being here day in and day out. And may the Lord bless you and do good to you. I turn this time to Pastor Darlene. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, we're so grateful for the word this morning, Pastor Scholastica. Thank God for all the ones who are here who have given your voices to the Lord as you have given Him praise today. It is just so beautiful to be able to lift your voice to the King and to let God know how much we appreciate Him, because He is our God and He watches over us. He hastens His word to perform it. And so all these scriptures, I have written them down, and I will be reading them again. I thank God for how you go through those scriptures and you explain them so wonderfully, and it's something that feeds our souls and our spirits, and so we're just grateful for what God has shared with us this morning through our Pastor Scholastica. Everybody do have a beautiful weekend, and we will come back on Monday. And bring somebody with you. Let them know what we're doing here, that we're sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we're praying one for another, and we're seeing God move. And thank God for the testimony that we received this morning, because, I mean, that is something that God blessed to happen for our sister Scholastica. So everybody, trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all of our ways we will acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. So I decree that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that we're above and not beneath. I believe that the enemy may come in one way, but he must flee seven ways in the name of Jesus. So go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. I love each and every one of you, and I pray that God will bless you real good. Amen. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled ARDLEY. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.